This is an invitation to worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
You've probably heard the phrase, born again. It's a term that Catholics may not be familiar with, but many of our Protestant friends are. It might be that they were baptized, or even verbally committed their life to Christ. Many Catholics traditionally are baptized as infants, and then in their teenage years recommit and confirm the seal of the Holy Spirit that they receive. It can be a spiritually uplifting time for many. The Gospel for this weekend comes from St. Mark, and it's the account of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. We know that Jesus was conceived without sin, and he remained sinless his entire life. So we might ask the question, why did Jesus have to be baptized? Throughout salvation history, God gives us both extreme and practical examples of his love for us. Jesus is his son, and you and I are children of God. Just as Adam and Eve were created by God, so were you and me. Like Adam and Eve, we are sinful creatures, and we often use our free will to make poor decisions. It's just our nature. The only way we can attain our place in heaven is to be cleansed by water and the Holy Spirit through the blood of the Lamb, Christ's eternal sacrifice on the cross. Jesus submitted himself to the ritual cleansing that was being performed by John in the Jordan River, not because he needed it, but because we do. And so he sanctified or made holy the waters of baptism. God said to Jesus at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Imagine the God of the universe, creator of all, saying the words, "John, Mary, Greg, you are my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased, who I created to live with me and be with me for all eternity." Know that God loves you more than anything and invites you to be close to his heart. If you would like to learn more about becoming Catholic and the sacrament of baptism, visit your local Catholic parish today. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org.